We've looked back and we've seen his faithfulness, and we've wanted to give thanks to him for all that he's done. And now we turn and look forward and think about what he will do. Remember, we said earlier that Jesus is for everyone. And what that means is we can't just sort of sit back at Westbury or in Ashley Down and hope that people who are interested across the city might sort of find their way to us. Jesus is for everyone, which means we need to look at who's not in the room and go to them. And going to them means we won't just sort of unthinkingly replicate Westbury or Ashley Down. Paul said, you remember, he was prepared to be all things to all men to save some. So we'll need to ask, what will it look like to serve the gospel in a way that will serve these particular people we want to reach, this particular community, their particular culture? And it seems to me that the fact there are so many different communities and cultures in Bristol means in the years ahead, Emmanuel churches will share the same core convictions, but each will look a little bit different as it kind of tunes itself to the particular culture or the particular community it's trying to reach. That's what missionaries, when they go overseas, do. And in Bristol, we are missionaries. It's what we must do as well. We've been talking as a steering team and as a leadership team about plans for the future. And I now want to invite first Sim and then Ed to share those plans with everyone. Sim.
I might just take this out of here. Whoever's doing the sound. Simon? Okay. Okay, that's a bit better. And now I'm not looking at a music stand. Let me put this somewhere. I'm not going to drop it. Sorry, just get myself set up. Just got various bits and pieces. I feel quite like I'm doing a lecture as well. It's quite scary. So the steering team have asked me to lead a team from Emmanuel to start a new gospel work in, I think, what's best described as a predominantly working class area of town. Now, I know categorising people by class is kind of very controversial and it's not ideal. I'd rather not have to use that term. But I think it's the best kind of shorthand we've got for talking about the kind of community we have in mind. Let me just try and unpack briefly what I mean by that. So Emmanuel, Westbury and Ashley Down are, it has to be said, predominantly middle-class churches. Again, a generalisation and not an ideal one, but it's shorthand, I guess, for the fact that a significant proportion of us at Westbury and Ashley Down, it could be said of us, we have been, are at, or will go at some point to university. We have been to or are at private schools. We tend to work in professional jobs as things like doctors or teachers or accountants. We tend to own our own houses. We tend to get paid on a monthly rather than a weekly basis. We tend to read newspapers like The Times and The Telegraph and The Guardian, etc., etc. You get the picture. I know those things aren't true of every single one of us, but for a large number of us, they are. I'm not saying any of those things are inherently good or bad. They're just what they are, and they're just what we are. And that's largely, I guess, because we reflect the areas of town in which our two churches meet. But here's the thing. About 60% of the population of the UK identify themselves not as middle class, but as working class. And again, going in for kind of massive generalisations, I think that's shorthand for a whole bundle of things, like generally go to state schools, generally tend not to be university educated, tend to work in trades or retail or the service industry, tend to rent rather than own their own home, tend to read newspapers like The Sun or The Mirror. And I think I realise those things I've just listed in many ways are really very superficial things, and the real issues, the really important things, are the kind of the values and aspirations and ideals underpinning those things. But I'm just trying to make the case that even though a lot of us are kind of nervous, I know, about the language of class, those things are a reality, and they just make us quite different kinds of people and different cultures They shape different cultures in different communities. And because of the way cities are, people, I guess, tend to congregate with people similar to themselves. So areas of northwest Bristol tend to be either kind of predominantly middle-class areas, like Westbury and Ashley Down, or predominantly working-class areas. At least that's true of several areas. And I'll come on to kind of specifics about areas in a moment. So why did we arrive as a steering team at the conclusion that planting a church in this kind of an area was the thing to be doing? Well, can I say right at the outset that it's absolutely not because of any thinking that goes, well, people in working class areas are the ones with all the problems and we're the sorted people, so we can kind of go in and sort their lives out. Not at all. The Bible couldn't be clear on this, could it? All of us, no matter who we are, no matter what our social or educational or kind of work background, we're all equally before God, sinners, desperately in need of his grace. Jesus doesn't call us to go and be social workers. He calls us to be witnesses, sinners pointing other sinners to the only one who can change us. So why have we arrived at this conclusion then? Well, several factors have led us in this direction. The first one, I think we've already seen this morning, and as Mike's just reminded us, the gospel compels us to go. It's got to be the first and the biggest reason. It's such good news. It compels us to go everywhere and to everyone. And then secondly, as Mike's mentioned again, we've been asking the question, who are we not currently reaching at Emmanuel, Westbury and Ashley Down? That's led us to the conclusion that this particular kind of group of people, these kind of communities, are somewhere to be focusing our energies. Thirdly, I think there are kind of historic factors to do with where evangelical churches have invested their energies and resources over recent years. So over the last few decades, evangelical churches like ours have done loads of great work amongst university students and in university towns, but there's been a relative lack of investment of resources in more deprived areas and estates and the kind of areas we're talking about. So it seems right to us to try and do something to redress that imbalance. Fourthly, I think being a predominantly middle-class church brings with it certain dangers. We'll be particularly vulnerable as a church to being ignorant of and lacking compassion towards many people in our city who've not had a lot of the advantages in life that we have. Not saying we all are guilty of that, but that's a danger for us as a church. And so we hope that a venture like this will keep us alive to and help to counteract that danger. Fifthly, there are also personal factors at work. So Rebecca and I have lived in Shirehampton for the last 6 years. And while it's not a particularly deprived area, certain parts of Shirehampton do share a lot of the kind of characteristics of the kinds of areas I'm talking about. And as we've got to know lots of our neighbours over the last few years, it's really opened our eyes to the fact that although Westbury and Ashley Down are only a few miles away geographically from where we live and where our neighbours live, culturally, they're a world away from where our neighbours would really feel comfortable. And I suppose the more we've encountered that, the more we've felt the Lord leading us to grapple with the question, what would it look like for a church like ours to effectively engage with and reach out to a more working class community? Lots more to be said about all of those, but time's tight, so I won't elaborate anymore. Do ask questions and come to talk to me about any of those later. But one thing I hope is clear from just that kind of precy of the case, if you like, is that we're not saying this would be fun for those of you who are kind of into this kind of thing. I hope it's clear that we're saying there are a lot of good gospel reasons for every single one of us in this room and in our church family to consider whether this could be the thing for us to give ourselves to. So, if we do this, what is it going to look like? As I mentioned just now, over the last 6 years or so, Rebecca and I have thought and prayed a lot about how a church like ours could serve areas like these. We've spoken to lots of people working in this kind of local church ministry around the country. We've been on a few conferences kind of addressing this issue. We've read a few books like this one, which I know many of you have read, Unreached, a great book to think a bit more about some of these issues. And while we're certainly not claiming to be experts at all, here is a quick summary of some of the key things we've learned that we'll think we'll need to bear in mind as we go ahead with this venture. The first thing is this: I think we'll need to really commit ourselves to one particular place, to life in one particular community. So for many of us, I guess we're not particularly rooted in the communities that we live in. We tend not to know our neighbours sometimes at all, or if we do, not very well. We tend to kind of live here, kind of work over here, have friends over here, and then at weekends we're kind of off all over the place, seeing people in our wide social networks. But for many people in predominantly working class areas, that kind of mobility is not really a big part of life. Again, I know a generalisation, but as a general tendency. People tend to be much more rooted in the community where they live. And so if we're going to connect with people, it's important that we're living life kind of on their terms. And so if and when the Lord gives us the opportunity that we're praying for to start this kind of a work, then we'll need to be ready to move to the area and to shop in local shops and to work at friendships and other kind of links in the local community. If we're going to really connect, we're going to need to really commit, I think. Secondly, I think we'll need to be ready to do a lot of listening. So some of us here will probably think, what's all the fuss about? We'd feel really at home in a kind of predominantly working class area. If that's you, please come and talk to me afterwards, because you may be just the kind of person that this work really needs. But for many of us, living in and seeking to reach out with the gospel in this kind of a community will be a cross-cultural experience. I think our tendency is probably to underestimate the cultural differences that really do exist between different groups of people of the same skin colour, often within the same city. I think we have a tendency to underestimate the depth and significance of the cultural differences. So we need to be ready, we're going to need to be ready to work really hard to try and understand what are the issues for people in this community? What do people value and enjoy? What are their fears and concerns? What do they long for, etc.? So that we can really faithfully and effectively serve and witness to Jesus in a way that connects with this particular community. Thirdly, I think we'll need to be prepared for a long and possibly slow work. So, as I said, in communities where mobility is not kind of a big part of life and people aren't always moving in and out of the area, it can take a long time to get to know people and to win people's trust. I remember when we first moved to our house in Shirehampton, I popped round to say hello to the neighbours, an elderly couple who had lived in the area for years and years, and they were very wary, quite closed. And they said something like, oh, I guess you'll just be here for a little while then, just a couple of years, and then be moving on. And they assumed we would be, just like all the other kind of young middle-class couples who had moved into our house before us. And it wasn't until we'd sort of gone beyond that point of a couple of years and sort of proved to them that we were that bit more committed to the local area and weren't just kind of here for the short term, that they began to open up a little bit and be that more open and willing to get to know us. I think if people get the impression that we're only here for the short term, then we'll never really connect with them. So we'll need to go with the mindset that we're given the next few years, if not longer, to this work. Don't mishear that. I'm not saying if you come on this venture, you can never leave. I know that kind of life circumstances change, and it may not be that everyone who comes stays for years and years and years. I realise life doesn't always work like that. Things change. But I think we'll need to be ready, at least, for the long haul. And then lastly, and at the risk of kind of contradicting everything I've said so far, I don't think we're actually talking about doing something that radically different to what we're already doing. At the end of the day, I think we're talking about doing essentially just what we're aiming to do currently at Emmanuel Westbury and Ashley Down, speak the truth of God's word into one another's lives and into the lives of people in our community. We're just wanting to ask the question, how do we do that in a way that connects with effectively this particular kind of a community and culture? So I guess the big question is, where exactly are we planning on doing this? And the very short answer to that is, we don't quite know yet. If this work is the kind of thing that it's right for you to get involved in, then I'd love for those of us for whom that's the case to get together and to begin to pray and think and talk together about where the Lord might be leading us together. And at the moment, there are a few possibilities for where we might be able to go and get involved in this kind of work that I can share with you now. I might need to kill the lights at this point to at least the ones at the front, just so we can see the screen. Because if you're a mappish sort of person, wow, now I can't see anything. If you're a mappish sort of person, you're like this, because I've got a map. If you're not, you just have to put up with it, I'm afraid. So let's see if I can get this right. Okay, does that work with the lights? I've got no idea because I can't see anything. I'll assume you can see that. That's a map of Bristol. And that's where Emmanuel Ashley Down and Emmanuel Westbury currently meet, those two stars. And here are three areas where we're currently investigating the possibility of doing something. Oh, there's one. Avonmouth is one. And there's another. Henbury is another. And there's a third. Filton Conyngham Estate. So let me just try and give you a quick kind of flavour of each one of these areas, just very quick. That's Avonmouth, and, look at that, do you like that? If you like aerial photographs, that's an aerial photograph of Avonmouth. So it's kind of right out on the western edge of Bristol. It's a fairly small community. It's really kind of clearly boundaried by, you've got the docks on one side that you can see there, and you've got the kind of river and all the industry around the docks on the other, and then the M5 and the portway kind of chopping it off on the other side. It's got a school and a couple of pubs and a kind of community centre, so it has a real sense of kind of community. In many ways, it's quite a traditional working class community. In recent years, had lots of Eastern Europeans move into the area. There's one church there, and we're currently talking with others about the possibilities of doing some work there. That's Avonmouth. That's Bristol again, zoom back out. So that was the one on the west edge there, Avonmouth. Now in the middle, Henbury. That's Henbury. Okay, another aerial photograph. Henbury's just south of Cribbs Causeway. It's a much bigger area than Avonmouth. It's massive, actually. And it's comprised of kind of a number of smaller areas. There's several schools in Henbury, primary and secondary. And there's kind of most of the shops and community facilities and everything are along Crow Lane. There's a few churches already in this area doing gospel work. But there are way more people in this area of Henbury than even those few churches could possibly reach. So again, we're talking with some of them about what it would look like to join in with the work there with them. And then lastly, over on the kind of northeast corner of the picture there, Filton Conyngham Estate, there it is. It's a community kind of in its own right within the wider Filton area. It's very clearly boundaried, you can see there by the roads that kind of chop it off on the western edge and the southern edge, the left and the bottom. And then the railway line on the other side there kind of really encloses it as a really clearly boundaried kind of community in its own right. It's just down the road from Uwy, and Filton College is right on its doorstep there. And again, it's got its own kind of shops and a school and other community facilities. And again, there are a couple of other churches working there, seeking to reach that area of the gospel. And again, we've begun a conversation with them about the possibility of working together. You can probably put the lights back on now. Thanks, Ellie. I'd love to talk more about people than places, but definitely don't have time. And it would be great to talk more about people and what it would look like to really reach the people in these areas. We know that's what we're all about. It's all about people. I'd love to talk more about that later, maybe in questions or just over lunch or something. So to close then, I expect many of us will have kind of major reservations about some of what I've just said, some of these plans. I guess a lot of those for many of us will revolve around questions to do with houses and our children's schools and what a long-term commitment to an area like this might mean for those. And can I just say that I hear and understand those, and Rebecca and I share a lot of those concerns ourselves. But can I encourage you to take those concerns to the Lord in prayer. Ask him to search your heart and show you whether those fears, if they are legitimate fears, or whether, in fact, this is exposing idols in your heart, and whether this is the Lord's way of getting you to let go of some of those things. I realise this won't be for everyone, Each of us will have our own decisions, and our families will have our own decisions if we've got them to make, and factors to weigh up. And while Rebecca and I would love to talk things through with you about what it should look like for you in your particular situation to get involved, that decision is ultimately between you and the Lord. And providing you fully committed it to him, you don't need to feel any guilt about any decision you make in either way, or any need to kind of justify your decision to me or anyone else. As I say, this won't be for everyone, but I hope this has got some of you really excited. We are really excited to see who the Lord is going to lead into this work and where he'll lead us together to work for him. We're really excited about everything that the Lord is going to teach us as we grapple with what it is going to look like to live for Jesus in a culture that is quite different to one that lots of us will be familiar with. We're really excited about the possibilities for church life in a culture where perhaps the needs and the mess of life are slightly more on the surface rather than kind of hidden away than as things sometimes can be with us, and where hearts tend to be worn a bit more on the sleeve. So looking forward very much to talking with many of you the rest of today, and look forward to questions a bit later. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Tim. I'm conscious we have bumped into lunchtime, but it'd be really good to hear from Ed before lunch.
We're hungry. I'm certainly hungry. I don't know about you, so I'll try not to be too long. But do want to share a little bit about other plans. So I've been asked by the steering team to think about planting a very different sort of church, but with the same sort of concern of thinking through who are we not reaching at the moment? Who are we not reaching at the moment? How can we most effectively take the good news of Jesus Christ to them? And so what I've got is I've made up a number of people. They are made up characters, but they are the sort of people we're not reaching at the moment. And the sort of people I'm really wanting to think and get us all thinking about how we could better reach in the future through a new gospel work, a new church plant. So one sort of person that we're not reaching that well at the moment, let's call him Richard. He's a young professional, recently moved to Bristol to take up his first job after university, had Christian friends at university, intrigued by the quality of their relationship, and their lives would like to find out more. So he'd be interested in coming along to church, interested in finding more about Jesus. Why is he not coming to Westbury or Ashley Down at the moment? Well, because, to be honest, there are not many other people his age and stage. There are some, but not many young, single professionals, part of our church families. And we've got to be honest and say that our timings, 10:30 on a Sunday morning, 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, aren't particularly young professional friendly. A lot of young professionals move to our city, spending a lot of weekends away, going back to friends and families, sort of going down to Cornwall for the weekends. 10:30, 4 o'clock, not great. Something later, something on a different day of the week might work better for somebody like Richard. He's one example of people we're not reaching at the moment. Another example would be Steve and Jenny. Steve and Jenny are a couple in their 40s who sadly haven't been able to have children. They live in Redland, and they've just begun to be interested in thinking about life after death because Steve's recently had a really troubling sort of brush with cancer. They want to find out a little bit more. What would stop them coming to Ashley Down or Westbury? Well, one thing would be the number of children. Blessed by having loads of kids. But if you haven't got kids and you want kids, to be honest, two really unhappy places to be. And again, the timing's not that great. A lot of people who've got the freedom to go away at the weekends do go away at the weekends. And that stops them coming at 10:30 on a Sunday morning, 4 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon. Another example of somebody we'd like to reach is Li Jing. This is actually one of the most popular names in China. I've looked it up on Wikipedia, so this is true. Li Jing, she is a Chinese PhD student in Clifton. She's moved over to do a PhD from China, and she is longing to find out more about Jesus. She hasn't got the freedom to do that at home. She wants to find out more about Jesus when she's in Bristol, now that she has the freedom to. We've got to say it's not going to be particularly easy for her to come to either Ashley Down or Westbury because of just the geography. They're both a long, long way from her in Clifton. And we've also got to say that the buildings we meet in are quite intimidating. You know, you have to go at Westbury through these big gates down a long drive into a murky building at the bottom. Ashley Down, again, big gates, long drive. They're not very easy to find just off the streets. unlikely for her perhaps to find us and to come to us. But she wants to hear about Jesus. Let me tell you too about Katie. Katie's an English literature student at Bristol. She's in the city centre. That's where her accommodation is. She wants to find out, she's not a Christian again, wants to find out what makes her favourite poet tick. She loves the poetry of Gerald Manley Hopkins. She wants to find out why he wrote as he wrote. She wants to find out more about Jesus. Why won't she come to us at the moment? We've just got to be honest, I think, that we're really bad at Emmanuel, at reaching out to students from a more arts background. English, drama, music, but also things like history and politics and a little bit sort of further into the sort of social sciences. Most of our students are engineers and medics and scientists. Got nothing against you if you're a student in one of those categories. But we've got to say that most of our students are. And we might say they're thinking, oh, that's fine, though, because Bristol's a university where it's mostly engineers and medics and scientists. Now, actually, 45% of the students at Bristol University are in the arts and the social sciences. But for some reason, I don't quite know why, they don't find our church meetings very accessible. We're not asking the questions that they're asking. We're not connecting with them enough. I want to find out ways of reaching somebody like Katie. And final character is a guy called Alex. He's a politics student living in Clifton. He comes from a church-going background. He's used to going to a more traditional church meeting, and he would appreciate going to something with a bit more of a churchy feel because that's what he's used to. And again, our meetings actually, at one level, yeah, they're good at reaching out to people without a church background, but actually perhaps sometimes hard for people who are expecting more of a churchy feel. And again, just the geography. He lives in Clifton. He might be interested in going to church, but it's quite a long walk to Ashley Down, quite a long walk to Westbury. Richard, Steve and Jenny, Lee Jing, Katie, Alex. Made up people, but real people that we're not reaching at the moment. And behind each of those sort of made up people is a real person that I have spoken to over the last year or so who has been interested perhaps in coming along to Westbury on Ashley Down, but in the end hasn't for the sort of reasons I've just shared. So we've got to really think through, how might we reach them? And I think the key thing is thinking through a church that is more accessible to them. So I think it might be at a new time. A new time, perhaps a Sunday evening, perhaps even an evening during the week. I think it will have to be less family dominated. Not because we don't like children, but because children make things hard for some people. I think it will have to be in a sort of better geographical location for some of the people we've just talked about. It's the sort of area we're thinking about, and I'm sorry, I have no map, you'll have to imagine this, is the sort of White Ladies Road, Park Street area. It's quite a long sort of thin line, but you know, through the centre of a lot of the places these sort of people live in Bristol. And I'm really hoping that we might be able to find a building which you can walk off the street quite easily into, not have to go through big imposing gates and find a building in the distance. And I also hope that we'll be able to have a church that's got a very different feel. At the heart will be exactly the same things as we've got at Ashley Down and Westbury, but there will be different packaging. Packaging which we hope will engage people from a more arts background. We hope it will have a very different feel so that we can connect with these people we aren't connecting with at the moment. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, that all sounds quite vague. I want a little bit more detail. Well, join the team that's going to be investigating this, because I'm wanting us to get a team together to really think through how we can reach those sort of people better. And that's as far as I've got on my own. I can't get any further. I need you to come on board and to help us think through this further. What's the key question for you? Well, it is, could you help reach those sort of people? Could you help reach those sort of people? And one way of sort of answering that question would be, if you have got friends like that at the moment who you're trying to reach out with the gospel, well, you know, come along. And come along to a church where hopefully it'd be much easier to invite those friends. If you've got friends like them already, join us so that you've got a church you can bring those friends along to. But I guess that may not be many of us, because Because we've got to be honest, we're talking about a group of people we're not reaching out to very well at the moment. And that means it's a real challenge. And that means the question that a lot of us are going to be asking this morning, this afternoon, is, are we willing to change for them? Are we willing to change for them? The reason I suspect we're not getting many of these people at the moment is that there aren't many of these sort of people in this room today. So if we're to reach out to them, we're going to have to change to be like them and to make a church where they will feel happy, which might not be the sort of church where we would feel that happy. So although this might not seem to be such an obvious self-sacrifice as moving to Henbury, this is going to involve massive self-sacrifice because we will be trying to set up a church that is for people that is who are not like us, people who are very different to us. So we get on to a church where actually it's not, everything isn't quite as we would like them to be, but everything is hopefully focused on these people we're not reaching out to. So if you want a church that is comfortable for you, please don't join us. But if you want a church that is comfortable for the sort of people we're reaching out to, if you're willing to change to be like them so you can point them to Jesus, please do think about joining us. I hope you can see the similarities between this church plant and what Sim's been talking about. Both of us seeking to think through how we can sacrifice ourselves so that we can reach out to people who don't yet know Jesus, so we can be like him in sacrificing ourselves so that others come to know him. There are some differences, but that is at the heart of the two things we're talking about today. Some of the difference might be that there's less of a long-term commitment. Obviously, not having children's work at this church would mean that when and if you did have children, that would be the time to move on for it. So it's less perhaps of a long-term commitment. I think we'll have less of a geographical focus because these people live all over the city. But it will be a big commitment, and it will be a commitment that involves a lot of self-sacrifice for you. I know that part of me does not want to leave Westbury. Love the people of Westbury. I love the mix of ages at Westbury. I love the friends I've got at Westbury. But the key thing for me, the key thing for you is to think there are groups of people that we're not reaching. And to reach them, we need to change. We need to be part of a church that's less comfortable for us, more comfortable, more able to reach them with the good news of Jesus. That's the sort of thing I'm going to be thinking about. Please do join me.
Thank you very much, Sim and Ed. Before we go to lunch, let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for the privilege of being part of what you are doing in your world, building your church. Thank you for the great confidence that gives us, that we are part of a building that will stand forever. We commit these plans into your sovereign hands, and we ask for your will to be done for the good of the people of this city and for the glory of your name. Amen.